has a population of 14 million people, and the capital city of Cambodia called it Phnom Penh. That population is 2 million people. And if you saw in the first picture, the history of Cambodia, they're in bondage in communism. There are 2 million people who was killed by the communist leader named Pol Pot. That 2 million people, they are the people who has a brain. It means they're engineer, doctors, bank manager, teacher. They killed them all in Phnom Penh City, in the capital city of Cambodia. The reason he killed them all so that the country will suffer in poverty because of selfishness of their soldier. That is their soldier named Pol Pot. That is the history. He killed 2 million people. And that country, Cambodia, they called it the killing fields. But you know, folks, now it is the harvest field. Last 10 years ago, my uncle started a brand new mission work. He started by himself, but he knows that God is always in there. And when he started, he teach English because Cambodia, their main language is Khmer. And their second language is English and French. Those Cambodian nationals, they are willing to learn how to speak English so that they can communicate to those foreigner or those Americans who can visit in their country. So they are excited to learn how to speak English. And my uncle, he started his ministry by teaching English. The government in Cambodia, they don't know that this book is the Word of God. This book is the Word of God. Amen. They don't know that. So he got application form or a license to teach English in Cambodia. So he put one of his textbooks, this King James Bible. Amen. They don't know that this book is alive and this book is a talking book. Amen. They don't know that. The government, they don't know that. So every time my uncle, he teach English, he used this textbook. Amen. Every time he read heaven and hell and the name Jesus Christ and the name God, they're raising their hand. Those national Cambodians, they're raising their hands. What is that? Lukru means teacher. Lukru, what is that? What is heaven? What is hell? Who is Jesus Christ? Who is God? And my uncle replied, every Sunday, we have a free study in this place. That's the starting point of his ministry. And many got saved and baptized. And now, before I left Cambodia last summer, in his ministry, I preached to those 400 baptized Cambodian nationals in that church. Yeah. That is my first time to preach to those Cambodian nationals. The church is full packed. It's jam-packed. That's why I'm very excited to go back and start my own brand new mission work in Cambodia. And we plan to start every province in that country. It's a big blessing to us because, you know, after 3 years, we can start 3 villages work in the main church. In 3 years, I will start in the main church. And then after that, after 3 years, we can start 3 more villages work after we started in the main church. It means Monday, it's a rest day for the family. Tuesday, we will start another village work. Wednesday is the prayer meeting or midweek service. Thursday, we will start another village work. Friday, we will start another village work. Saturday, we will visit them all. Those 3 new villages work, we will visit them all. And Sunday, we will gather them all in a main church. That is our vision, that is our plan, and that is our goal. Please pray for me as I do my deputation. I started my deputation last couple of months. So it means I'm fresh missionary. And, you know, I'm just raising $1,000. That $1,000, it goes to $300, goes to house rental and church, including the church. And $200 for my family. And pray for me. I'm getting married soon. And one of your missionary daughter, I will marry her and include me to your prayers. And that $200 for food and for my family, and $100 is for electric and water bill, and $400 left, it will go to the ministry in Cambodia, where we're going to start a brand new mission work. So pray for me. I'm looking 40 churches that can support me $25 a month, or a family or individual. And when I reach that $1,000, I will go back as soon as possible, because while the door is open, I will start a brand new mission work in Cambodia. And I really need your prayer, and include me to your prayers. I got the prayer cards at the back. And thank you so much again, Pastor, for allowing me to come and share my burden. And I will not keep you long. Pastor said, just preach short. But don't worry, my English is just for 15 minutes. You know, if God will allow, if God asks me to go back in my past, I will ask Him. I want to go back in my high school life so that I will study hard in English, because I got D in my card. So please bear with me. There's an old joke said, I won't keep you long. Elizabeth Taylor said to her seventh husband, I won't keep you long. It means I won't keep you long. Open your Bible. Thank you again, Pastor Richard, for this opportunity. And thank you, folks, for this privilege to speak tonight. Open your Bible in the book of Ezekiel. Ezekiel. It is the one of the major prophets in the Old Testament. Ezekiel. I don't know if I pronounce it right. Ezekiel. I'm having a hard time to those.
Say one thing. Nobody gets up and goes to the bathroom when the preacher's preaching. That's right. Notice after church is over. Nobody gets up now. We stay in there and listen to the preacher. Okay? Okay. Get up and come after you.
Okay. Ezekiel chapter 33. Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 1 to 7. Please stand up as give reverence to the word of God. Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 1 to 7. The Bible says, again, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, speak to the children of thy people, and say unto them, when I bring the sword upon the land, if the people of the land take a man of their coast and set him for their watchman. In verse 3, if when he sit the sword come upon the land, he blow the trumpet and warn the people. In verse 4, then whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet and taketh not warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be upon his own head. In verse 5, he heard the sound of the trumpet and took not warning, his blood shall be upon him. But he that taketh warning shall deliver his soul. In verse 6, but if the watchman see the sword come and blow not the trumpet, and the people be not warned, if the sword come and take any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity, but his blood shall I require at the watchman's hand. In verse 7, last verse, so thou, O son of man, I have set thee a watchman. This watchman is Ezekiel in the book of Ezekiel chapter 33. He was appointed to be a watchman in the house of Israel. Unto the house of Israel, therefore thou shalt hear the word at my mouth and warn them from me. Shall we pray? Our most gracious God and Heavenly Father, Lord, we praise Thee, Thou art good in our life. We praise Thee, Thou art sovereign, powerful, and almighty. Lord, we thank Thee that You save our soul. Lord, thank You so much for this wonderful day. Thank You, O God, for this day, O God, that we can hear your words, that we can study. Lord, help me to preach. I pray, dear Lord, that you come down in our midst, speak to our hearts, and thank you so much again, dear God, in Christ's name, amen. You may be seated. In the book of Ezekiel, chapter 33, Ezekiel was appointed to be a watchman. He was appointed to be a watchman in the house of Israel. I'm going to preach tonight the three major jobs of a watchman. The three major jobs of a watchman. And there's a three major job of a Christian. What I said, I'm going to compare ourselves as a Christian as a watchman. We are like a watchman. Not only Pastor Richard was called to be a watchman here in Ravenna, we also Christian. We are like a watchman. There's a three major job of a watchman. In the Old Testament times, in the kingdom, they put a watchman in their kingdom to protect their kingdom. In a kingdom, there's a four side. They call it the northern part of the kingdom, the southern part of the kingdom, the western part of the kingdom, and the eastern part of the kingdom. It means to say there is a four watchtower in every side of the kingdom. In that watchtower, it has a 285 feet high. And every watchtower, it has a distance of 250 feet distance in every watchtower. It means there's a four watchtower in a kingdom. I believe in Old Testament times, they put a watchman in their kingdom to protect. As they protect the kingdom or be a spy. A watchman has a three major job. Number one, what I said, I won't keep you long. Number one, the major job of a watchman is to watch. Number two is to wake up. To wake up. And number three is to warn. Number one is to watch. A watchman, the only thing to do his job is to watch over the kingdom. The only thing that he needs to do is to watch over the kingdom. When he was appointed to the northern part, the only thing the watchman to do is to watch the northern part of the kingdom. He need to focus in his job. He need to watch over his kingdom. He need to watch. He need to open his eyes always. He need his eyes always open. What I said. He need to watch the kingdom, because when the enemy is approaching, he will not let the kingdom be destroyed when he is watching or when he's doing his job. He need to watch over the kingdom. He need to watch over the people. And he need to watch over the enemy. Yeah. That's the major job of a watchman. What I said before, we are like a watchman. We Christian. The number one job of a Christian is to watch over the lost soul. Yeah. We need to watch over the lost soul. That's one of our major jobs for a Christian. We need to watch over the lost soul. We can see these kids. Some of them, they're not yet saved. We need to watch over them until they grow, until they know this book. We need to watch over them. Not only these kids in this church, and also in our surrounding, our neighbors, our friends, maybe in our loved ones, our family, our mother, our father. We need to watch over them. If they are not yet saved, they're a lost soul. We need to focus. Our eyes is always open, like a watchman. A watchman's eyes is always open. He will not sleep until the sun will rise up. The hardest part of a watchman when he do his job is the 12 in the midnight until 4 o'clock in the morning. That's the hardest part of a watchman. Because that time it will be tempted to sleep. And that is the time where the enemy will attack in a kingdom. His eyes is always open. We need to wait. We need to watch. Like a Christian, we need to watch over the lost soul. And number two, we need to wake up. We need to do something. A watchman, when he saw an enemy, he need to do something. His number two job is to wake up. Is to blow the trumpet. Is to sound the trumpet. That trumpet, if the trumpet be sounded, the kingdom will be wake up. They know what is the message. They know if the enemy is approaching. They know the enemy is approaching, and they will be prepared in the battle or in a war. Because the job of a watchman, he did in a good job. He need to blow the trumpet. He need to watch over the kingdom. When he saw an enemy, he need to blow the trumpet. By sounding the trumpet, there's a lot of different to sound the trumpet. When the king is coming, it is a different sound to blow the trumpet. But when the enemy is approaching, it is a different sound to blow the trumpet. It means to say, my friend, when we saw as a Christian, when we saw an enemy, when we saw a lost soul, we need to blow the trumpet. That trumpet, this book, we need to share this book. We need to share the gospel. We need to share that the Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary for our sin. We need to wake them up by this book. Because they're a lost soul.
Amen.
Precious soul. Those souls, they are precious in the sight of the Lord.
Yes.
We need to preach the blood. That blood is important.
Yes.
He shed his blood for our sin.
Yes.
He shed his blood. He died on the cross for our sin. We need to blow the trumpet. We need to wake them up. By preaching the word of God, by sharing the word of God, by sharing the gift of God that He gave to us free.
Yeah.
We need to wake them up. They are a lost soul. Every lost soul, they are precious in the sight of the Lord.
Amen.
These young kids, these little kids, they are precious in the sight of the Lord.
Yes, they are. Amen.
Not only them. I believe, my friend, I believe with all my heart, when we got saved, we have a responsibility and duty as a Christian. Our responsibility and duty as a Christian is to share the free gift that God gave to us when He saved us. Our responsibility is our loved ones. Maybe my friend, your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, your son, your daughter are not yet saved. Maybe my friend, your neighbors. We need to wake them up by sharing the word of God.
Yes.
Not only our neighbors, our loved ones, our friends,
Amen.
Kids, young people, you're in this school. You need to share the gospel to your classmates. They're lost soul. Not only their classmates, my friend, maybe we have a work. We're in our job. In our work, some of our friends in our work or in our job, they're a lost soul. We need to share. We need to blow the trumpet. By blowing the trumpets, to share the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to them. Number three is to warn. Pass the message.
Yeah.
A watchman, when there's an enemy is approaching, he need to pass the message to the kingdom. He need to pass the message to the people. Because there's a two kinds of a watchman. And there's a two kinds of a Christian. The unfaithful watchman or the unfaithful Christian. And the faithful watchman and the faithful Christian. The unfaithful watchman. When he saw the enemy is approaching, it's up to him if he will blow the trumpet or it's up to him if he will pass the message. because of his unfaithfulness in his job. He will let the kingdom be destroyed by the enemy. He will let the people be destroyed by the enemy. He will let the enemy will come closer in their kingdom because of his unfaithfulness in his job. But a faithful watchman, when he saw an enemy is approaching, quickly he will blow the trumpet. He will warn the people. He will pass the message so that the kingdom will be prepared and the people will be prepared in the battle. And he will not let the enemy will be closer in their kingdom because of his faithfulness in his job. My friend, we have a duty. We have a responsibility. Who will gonna pass the message? We Christian. Who will gonna pass this book? We Christian. In verse 6, but if the watchman see the sword come and blow not the trumpet, and the people be not warned, if the sword come and take any person from among them, he's taken away in his iniquity, but his blood shall I require at the watchman's hand. It means to say, my friend, someday we will stand before the judgment seat of Christ. We will be given account. Are you glad when the Lord Jesus Christ asks you, he was standing in our front, and he will ask you, son, whose blood is in your hand? Whose blood is in your hand? I believe those 2 million people who died in Cambodia, they're all in hell because there is no watchman who shared the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's no watchman. Those little kids who died in that because of communism, they're in hell, suffering in hell. Because there's no watchman who shared the gospel. There's no watchman who watched over them. There's no watchman who blow the trumpet, who preached the word of God. And there's no watchman who passed the message from them. Or my friend, our father, our mother, sister, brother, are you going to let them to go to hell? Their soul will be going to hell? It's not too late. There's still hope. It's the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Pray for them. Because someday we will be given account in the judgment seat of Christ.
Yeah.
And he will ask you, whose blood is in your hand? Son, whose blood is in your hand? Is that your mom? Your father? Because you did not pass the message? Is that your sister? Your brother? Your loved ones, your friends, your classmates, your neighbors. But how sweet when we stand in the judgment seat of Christ and he will tell to us, the Lord Jesus Christ will tell to us, well done, thou good, faithful servant. Well done, thou good, faithful servant, because we did our job. We did our good job. We did our job as a Christian, like a watchman. There's a two kinds of a watchman. There's a three major job of a watchman. My friend, don't let the enemy be still that lost soul. Just pray. Pray for our parents. I really thank the Lord that I was born and raised in a Christian home. Because I know when my parents died, my two sisters died, they know that they're going to heaven. How about your family? Their blood is in our hands. Those souls in Cambodia, their blood is in our hands. Those souls in Philippines, their blood is in our hands. Not only those two countries, all over the world. There's those souls, they are precious in the sight of the Lord. What the song said, carry the light. This is the light.
The Lord is the light. I will close in one illustration. Do you know Bobby Murray, one of the chess players, greatest chess player in these states, in this country? Bobby Murray. He went in a restaurant to eat. When he came inside of that restaurant, he saw a picture frame or a picture. That picture picturized Satan and a young man. They're playing chess. And that young man is already to sign his life for Satan because he was defeated by Satan. And Bobby Murray, he's looking that picture for 20 minutes. He is just staring that picture. And the waiter came to him and he said, "Sir, do you want to sit down and order a food?" And he said, "Just wait." He's still looking at that picture. He's looking that picture that a young man is ready to sign his lives to Satan because he was defeated by Satan in that game. But Bobby Murray is still looking that picture. And he talked the waiter, "Sir, tell to that young man, there's still another move. There's still another move. That another move is the Lord Jesus Christ. He's not yet defeated, sir. There's still another move." The story is close. My friend, there's still another move. There is a hope. That is the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not too late. Share the gospel to our loved ones. Preacher.
You're here tonight. Maybe you've never asked Jesus to save you. He will save you. He wants to save you. He died on the cross so he could save you. He arose that third day so he could save you. If you don't get saved, you don't go to heaven. There is a place called heaven. And everyone that knows Jesus as their Savior goes to heaven. There also is a place called hell. And people that don't know Jesus as their Savior, when they die, that's where they go. But God said it's not his will that any should perish. In America, in Cambodia, in Africa, in France, in Germany, in Poland, in Belgium, in Iceland, in England, all over the world, Jesus wants everybody because he loves the whole world. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. How many could say, "Preacher, there was a day I saw myself a lost sinner going to hell, and I've asked Jesus to save me. Could you raise your hand? I'm sure I made Jesus my Savior." Thank you. You may put it down. Is there any tonight to say, "Preacher, I'm not sure. I've never asked Jesus to save me. And I'd like to know when I die, I'd go to heaven. Would you pray for me?" Just raise your hand. It won't come to you. I see a little hand there. See a little hand there. One there. One there. One there. Amen. Amen. Look at the little ones. That's why I like them here. Oh, you say don't understand yet. That's all right. They're hearing the word of God. It never goes out void. I told a man that was 42 years old this week. His mama took him to church when he was 8 years old almost every week. He don't remember nothing, but I said, don't worry. The word of God never goes out void and it stays in your heart. Thank God for all these children. Children, someday when you want Jesus into your heart, you could just bow your head and say, "Jesus, come into my heart and be my Savior. Take me to heaven when I die." If you'd say that prayer and meant it from your heart, you go to heaven. Christian, We've got to warn them or the blood will be on our hands. Go home and tell your family this week that are lost. Go home and tell that guy and lady you work with, Nick, work with at the shop. Go to your next door neighbor. Go to your gas station attendant where you buy all your gas. And go to the restaurant lady that always waits on you. You know, there's a lot of people we can tell. Oh, preacher, they won't listen. It doesn't matter if they listen. We have a command. We must tell them. We must tell them. God can warm their heart so they listen. It's not our job to save. It's the Lord's. It's our job to take the gospel to them and to care and to watch and to warn. Heavenly Father, thank you for this time we've had tonight. Thank you for Brother Joseph, Lord. I pray that you help raise the money they can go to Cambodia. So many in Cambodia have never heard about Jesus. Thank you for his uncle. Lord, his uncle has just done a phenomenal job. Outstanding job. And we're thankful for that. We pray that your will could be done for Brother Joseph. We ask these things in Christ's name. Amen. We're going to sing one verse of invitation.